I'd like to thank the UC and Alacids and CDC for the invitation, and I hope not disappoint my colleagues from Latin America, because I'm going to try an opinion about my point of view, and I hope you can agree with me, but if you don't agree, you can say it too. Because it's very hard to talk about Latin America as one region, because we are several countries and we have different problems. We have same problems and different problems at the same time. And at the same time, we have a lot of political, economic, and social issues that we need to solve. And we cannot forget that the same thing that occurs in economics happen also in STI field. And it's very difficult for us because we don't have a lot of data. And because we don't have, how can I say, I'm so nervous. Then I'm going to tell you that I'm nervous, that I can relax now. Because we don't have good data at national level, then we need to improve what we need to do. And STI is not visible in Latin America, then we need to work hard on it, and I think IUS can help us. Because in contrast with HIV and AIDS, we don't have a uniform system that we have all our data and all things that we can recognize STIs. When we look for data in Latin America, we can find specific papers published about a city or a country or some villages, but not in national level. And that is very difficult because we also have another problem. Sometimes we notify diseases using clinical data, syndromic data, or laboratory-based data. Then we don't have any good data in Latin America regarding STI. And I can give you an example, because we have very good data related to HIV and AIDS. And because we have good data, UNAIDS can show us that we have a low prevalence of HIV and AIDS in Latin America. But when we look for data from STI, I found this in WHO estimate 2008. They have an estimate for America that it comprises 35 countries, and they say the estimates for this region are the sum of the estimates for North America and for the rest of the region. We are the rest of the region. Then the rest of America are Latin America. And I think it's a big problem because it's not WHO fault, because they need some data, and we need to provide data if we want those estimates. And that's a big problem for us and a big challenge. And it's very hard to find some papers that represent our region. And I looked for in PubMed, in Cielo, and the Lilac, that is Latin America database, and I could not find solid data. But I found this data that it was published by Pat Garcia, Adele Benzaken, and other friends from Latin America, and it was published in STI in 2011. And it was the most important data that we have. And they described the mandatory reporting for Latin America, STI in Latin America. And we can see that we are very good regarding HIV and AIDS. And in this figure, we can see that only Brazil and Uruguay didn't have data for HIV infection in general population, but now we have. And we have data about hepatitis B, and we have data about syphilis. But regarding the other STIs, we don't have good data. We can see that some countries do and some don't. And even in the same country that they do mandatory reporting, they use different ways to doing that. And regarding the specific populations, we have only good service regarding female sex works. But we cannot compare this data between a country to another, because they are collected in different forms also. Then, in the beginning, I thought that it would be easier to figure out what was our challenge. And I see that we have a lot of challenges. And besides, we need a lot of data. We need to work hard in more broader situations. We need to promote safe sex behavior because the condom use is not very popular in Latin America. And I cannot say for the other countries, but in Brazil, we can see that in the two last national survey, the use of condom decreased in the countries. Then we need to work on it. Promotion health care seeking behavior, it's a very promising thing that we can do in Latin America because our governments, they are working hard in implementing primary health care units. Then it's a very good idea to implement STI clinics inside these clinics. I think it's a very important thing that we can work on. And we also needed to provide a specific source for population at increased risk of STIs. And working hard in the detecting older STIs, asymptomatic one. And we need to prevent the care of congenital neonatal syphilis. This is a very big challenge. We had promised to WHO that in the year of 2000, we will eliminate the congenital syphilis in Latin America. We are in 2014, and we still have a lot of cases of congenital syphilis and neonatal syphilis. And we are some steps behind. And it's a shame for our region that we still have the majority of the countries with an incidence of 0.5 cases for 1,000 newborns. And we need to work hard to control this situation. But we have already had the first step. Last April, we had a meeting in Lima, Peru, that it was organized by ALACIT. And we start to discuss how to implement the points of care tests in Latin America, because we need to have these tests implemented in all our countries. And the next step, we are planning in November a meeting in Brazil, in Vitória, to continue this discussion. And I tried to list some reasons underlying the failure of STI control in Latin America, and we can see that despite the HIV is very known and we have a lot of resources for HIV, we don't have the same resources for STI. We need to be more visible. We need to work closer to HIV infection, be more visible. We need to work on available resources because they are not uniformly in our cities, in our regions of the same country, and even in the same in different countries. And main cause of it, it's a bureaucratic and administrative obstacles. We have a lot of bureaucracy in almost our countries. And it is a problem because sometimes we have a good professional, we try hard to work with this professional, and because of temporary contract, when they are ready, they leave. Then we need to start everything again. And this is a big problem for us. And how I think, in my opinion, is the first step that we need to go now. It will be very important for our region that we could establish simple and affordable surveillance systems. We should develop a system that it was uniform for all our countries, because it will be easier to compare our data. And we need to generate new data. We need to generate data because we need to know our real situation. We say we have a lot of chlamydia, we have a lot of gonorrhea, we have resistance to gonorrhea. We don't know. We don't know if we don't have or if we don't have this kind of thing. But I think that if we can work together with IUST, with ALACIT, we can pressure our government and maybe with other partners, PAHO, CDC, or other partners, we can work together. And I think as a region, we need to be together and work with you to implement our data. Because for now, I don't have the answer about the best way to approach STI control in Latin America, because we have a lot of problems, but we have a lot of people working so hard, and I think that together we can change the situation. And I would like also invite you to go to the next Brazilian Congress for STI and AIDS that will be next May in São Paulo. It was that. And I'm so sorry that I was nervous, but it's not easy to speak in another language.